we basically had no guidelines for things. Some of the stuff that we had a straw-looking kayak that came from Indonesia. Hmm. And we just, it was about 10 foot long, and we just put it under three or four ship cases with a little sign.
Yeah.
And whenever we came to sweep the floor, there was always straw laying around the thing. And that went up to Fall River. Hmm. And when I was up with Father Laram, he and I carried it into the dumpster. Because, yeah. I mean, it was just in shambles. I think it came from Indonesia or the Philippines.
So you'd have models coming in from all over the world.
All over the world.
Because Cropley would be soliciting.
When he first joined, when he first got active in the museum, he just wrote these letters. And I was thrilled to hear that you still have the letters.
We do.
Because some of them were, there was a letter to Nehru in India, which mm-hmm. was hilarious, and to the president of Indonesia was just, we helped you out in World War II, your seafarers are constantly here, they feel lonely because they see ship models from other nations, they don't have any of their national models.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be taking advantage and, and making him feel guilty that we didn't have him.
Yeah.
So, it was hilarious, the stuff he used to write.
But it worked.
And, of course, America was a different nation in those years. Mm-hmm. And, and everybody had seafarers.
A lot of goodwill, international goodwill.
Like, today we have just a couple of countries supplying seafarers. Mm-hmm. But in the 1950s, we had Portuguese ships and Spanish ships and Italian ships. Belgian ships, and we don't see those anymore. We don't see Indonesian ships here anymore. Mm-hmm. We had companies from Venezuela, Colombia, Peru, Argentina, and Brazil. And each country I just mentioned, the seafarers on board those ships were from those countries.
Yeah.
They were all nationals. Whereas today we have, the Filipinos, I think, are the major seafarers. Mm-hmm.
And Chinese. Yeah.
So, but, if it was a Peruvian ship, you had people from Peru on board. So as a result, these were nationalized companies for the most part. And, every country wanted to be shown around the world. So they had a national steamship company. Mm-hmm. And as a result, if you wrote the president of the company or the country, you said, hey, your ships are here. We take care of your seafarers. How about a model? And we got some beautiful models. So.
And those would have been, those shipping companies would have been nationally owned.
Yeah.
Yeah, state owned.
Many of them companies. Were. Many of them were state owned companies. Mm.